This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's almost time for us to wrap up. We've got one more story. But before we get to that, though, we've got some feedback for our question that we've been asking. The question is, what do you think is the most redundant department in an organization and why?
So we have a couple of tweets. This comes from Will. HR department, if I need to employ, I would just advertise. If I need to terminate, it goes to the legal department. And HR does not even know the suitability of the candidate. This also goes to head of department as well. Mm. Eagleman says admin department and backroom office. Mm.
Chris, what have you got?
On Instagram, both are Vin14 and Zubair Zainal both say HR.
All right. I've got a couple over here on WhatsApp. Let's start with number ending 8010. Wellbeing goals. See, why need HR? They're in the best position to roll out programs like this. That's from Alfred. Roe has said, I'd get rid of the bonus issuing department since it's been redundant for the last 2 years. Oh, by the way, loved Arv dancing around the HR department question. Obviously, he doesn't want to jeopardise his pending Deepa Valley leave application. Okay. Shuhang has said, certain HR departments like sports and recreation, culture development, employer branding. I understand the concept of this, but it's absolutely rubbish if the slogans like that they create are not actually implemented and practiced. Thank you, Master Yoda, is what they're calling themselves there.
Wise.
Right. Final story of the day, then. We are talking about how to make virtual meetings fairer to introverts. And it takes more than just, you know, keeping tabs on how much each team member is talking to ensure that you're hearing everyone's ideas, right? It's easier to understand the value of extroverts in a team meeting, yeah? In a collaborative setting, extroverts contribute enthusiasm and high energy, see like we're doing here, keeping momentum going and balancing out the introverts and their more reflective nature. But on many teams, there are people who dominate the conversation, whether it's in person or remotely. They may even go off on a tangent that drain the rest of your employees of motivation and speaking time. We've all been in those meetings, whether they're virtual or not. Speaking up in a meeting can be hard for some introverts. It may prompt others to object or sometimes, worse, not respond at all, which can provoke doubts and insecurities. Speaking up in a meeting and having an opinion always has a perceived risk. You might ask yourself, what will people think? Will I sound silly? Will I be cut off? But without all of your team members contributing, idea sessions aren't as robust and more introverted employees may suffer professionally, allowing your quieter employees to become overwhelmed by their louder counterparts can ding their confidence and let their contributions fall to the wayside. So let's look at some ways you can give all meeting participants, especially your quieter employees, more agency in remote meetings. So one, create a disciplined meeting schedule. Disciplined, ladies and gents. Like Helen said in that clip a little bit earlier on, she's noticing that more people are, in fact, more punctual when these meetings are remote, right? By implementing more structure to your meetings, you ensure that more talkative employees are less likely to reign over the discussion. Setting an agenda and guiding it along with distinct topics is key. Aim to start your meeting with the biggest priority so you don't get sidetracked. Moreover, when the meeting is moving along, give your workers a heads up that they are next in the speaking queue. For example, a simple statement like, "Arv, by the way, you're up next." Can help a quieter employee prepare. To keep talkative employees from taking up too much precious meeting space, you can look at things like team-centered resources which can continue to the conversation later. Stuff like collaborative tools, Google Docs, Google Meets, Teams. You can now pivot and do that all kind of stuff and say, hey, why don't you flesh that thought out in a Google Doc? Number two, practice empathy towards different personalities and styles to ensure your extrovert voices are not overly influencing a meeting. You can look at gently encouraging less vocal employees to contribute and making sure you're tracking the amount of time each participant is speaking. So if they're not getting equal airtime, follow up and get their thoughts afterwards. Some people aren't always prepared to express themselves or share in front of a group. Do a little bit of extra legwork. Send them a few questions via email. Ask them for their opinions there. Copy those emails into everybody else who was part of that meeting. And number three, encourage ownership of ideas. The post-meeting approach is effective when your virtual collaboration has gone overtime or perhaps been strong-armed by more outgoing team members. But managers should encourage more reticent employees to speak up in front of others when the opportunity arises. I like the idea of the kind of follow-up email. But, Arv, I was laughing, actually, when you posted something on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was two people receiving an email from one another.
The drum line.
Yeah. And it was very much a kind of, I appreciate the email that you sent me.
Yeah.
In those words that you mentioned, you know what I mean? Very corporate speaky responses as we're kind of seeing.
Being polite.
And being overly polite to a degree. But the idea of telling people in these little meetings, you know, you're up next, what's your opinion, can you give us a little bit of something, I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea of people coming to a meeting already having an idea and already knowing what the agenda is, I think is incredibly helpful. You know, a lot of these meetings that you go to, you want to have your ideas before you go in there. And that's why these meetings go on forever.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, let's get together and brainstorm.
Mm.
No, have your ideas outside, bring it to the meeting so you already have something to contribute, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the reason I wrote this article about introverts in the first place is because I was because I didn't want to confront people. But for me, I'm thinking like you said, isn't like this format way better for introverts in the long run?
Yeah.
Because like meetings with people are the thing that
they dread.
So this gives them like a better platform to sort of voice opinions and
Mm-mm.
stuff.
I think also for me personally, I find that writing, taking down meeting minutes is also very helpful to track, you know, how much someone is speaking or how much someone is contributing to the meeting. And if you go back and you look at that and you say, you know, let's say it's like, oh, so-and-so has not really contributed much to the meeting, you can follow up with them and be like, hey, you were really quiet. Like, is everything okay? Or did you just like not have anything to say or what? You know?
Yeah, and most of the time, they just don't have anything to say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if Arv is a good example.
Sure.
I'm sorry to keep calling you out.
Sure.
I'm sorry to keep calling you out. But it's a fact. You know, when we have our meetings generally, Arvin, I'll let you behind the screens again, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Arvin is the one that will sit at the back, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you do contribute, it's something we all kind of go, oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
So there you go. It tends to be a little
self-professed.
Bit like, so there's nothing wrong with that, you know. People are quieter. And if there's people who are not comfortable about speaking in meetings, you know, you can't force them to do it. It's just the way things are. You can encourage them and you can suggest things that might help them a little bit. But if they don't want to speak, they don't have to speak and they don't need to speak.
It's just added pressure.
It's just added pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember that everybody's different. Right, we're going to wrap up with that. The question, of course, was which department do you think is most redundant in an organization and why? We had quite a bit of feedback about this. We're not going to call out any particular department that we've had mentioned more than once here on the show. But I think you all seem to be of the same opinion that there are certain departments that you think are more redundant over others. So we'll just leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the stories that we covered then, Arv? I'm doing that skipping around thing like you did.
So it's about a person who owns a billion-dollar company, and he did away with his HR department, but not really, because there are still listings on LinkedIn for people with HR specialties.
Right. And then we talked about how you can check in with your team members to just see if they're okay without it feeling invasive.
And of course, we finished up with how you can make virtual meetings fairer for introverts. That's what we've done. If you've missed any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast and have a little bit of a listen back later on. Use the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. Head over to Spotify if you want to have a listen to it there. Or our website, that's bfm.my. The other team will be back on Monday, of course. Frida and Audrey back here in the studio. We'll be working from home. Have yourselves a lovely weekend. Don't forget to sanitize, mask up, social distance, do all of that kind of stuff. And then coming up just after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The COVID-19 pandemic has changed the economic and social balance of cities as urban centers turn into ghost towns in an effort to curb the spread of the virus. How has KL fared in this crisis? And can Dewan Bandaraya Kuala Lumpur, the DBKL, steer the city's development in a sustainable, inclusive manner? That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.